It was 1946 that you actually joined the mills.
Oh, the mills, yeah.
Did you do anything before that?
I did. I used to work with the farmers, you know. Pick up with daisies and different little things. Giving them a hand with the hay and, you know.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it, like, you know. It was fun for me.
I bet you it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And the farmers that you worked for around here,
yeah.
Who were they?
Well, Dowlings. I used to be in Dowlings. They were up on the... Well, the house is gone now. Up on the dual carriageway, on the Nace Road, on the old Nace Road. That's where they lived. Beside the land runs down to... Really down to where the Lewis... is now. Like,
imagine,
you know,
all that was fields one time.
Fields, yeah.
Yeah.
Fields. And we used to be out in the old carts and throwing out the dough into the drills and tippling and sowing the seeds and...
The bogies.
Yeah. The bogies. Oh, the bogies, yeah. We used to be out in the bogies. And...
What do you mean by bogies
now? What are we taking in... They'd cut the grass, like, you know, and then they'd be torn in it and it dry it, like, you know, and then they make cocks.
Yeah.
And then when the time would come, they'd a bogey, and it used to tip up and go in underneath the cock, and then it was the wings on it, like, you know.
Yeah, it draws in.
It
yes.
Draws in.
I see, yeah.
Yes.
And then... I suppose all the way back then to the barns or the
back to the sheds, yes, and there might be three men in the ladder when they go up high.
Hmm.
They'd be passing the hay from one man to the other, and they got sure of it.
So these
and the sheds would be packed,
yeah,
in no time. I went to they were a great band to work, like, you know, and they sweated the blood.
But it was a good way to start off, wasn't it? It was a good way. You were out in the fresh air, you were...
Ah, yes, I enjoyed it, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, can you tell me about the day that you actually joined the mill? Did you have to go for an interview, or...?
No. I was playing soccer as well as Gaelic, but I wasn't supposed to be playing soccer. And the man, Norman Mulvey was this chap's name, and his father was he was big in the paper mills, and he used to come to the matches to see Norman, like, and so I asked him. And he sends me a job in the mail. He got me one.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I would imagine that the day that you went in there, that it was just after the war years. Like, the war had just finished.
That's right.
So...
Yeah, you have to hear the planes going over. The drone and, you know...
Yeah.
The bombers.
Was this because you were so near Baldonnel?
Yes. Know? Yeah, but these were the German planes going over.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The drone off of them, like, you know. And then the time they bombed Dublin.
Yeah.
And you could see the flashes and all. Everyone was out looking at the bombing, like, you know. And I think they were trying to bomb the magazine in the park. That's where they used to keep the ammunition, like, you know. But they didn't succeed. But we've seen them flashes as well. Yeah.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you... The mood at the time, was it pro-German, or was it... So did you support the British, or... I mean... during the war? As I know, it's pretty hard as a young lad now to.
I know.
Can you remember the people? Were the people supportive of the Germans during the war?
Not really, no. Like, Hitler was a terrible bad man, like, you know, and a lot of the dirty done, like, you know, and the poor Jews, like.
But you didn't know any of that was going on during the war, you see, that I suppose it's because down in the Curry camp, I know that they kept a couple of prisoners.
That's right.
From both sides. Do you remember that?
Yes, yeah. They had them up in Glen Cree, up the mountains. And they used to be able to rambling around Newbridge.
The prisoners?
The prisoners.
Were these
Germans?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, they came down like they came down with in the parachutes, like, though, you know, was.
And did anybody take any notice of them, like?
Ah, yes. The priest was there. The women were after the soldiers, and the priest was keeping out. This is in Newbridge now. It's not in Dundalkin. But that's where they used to come to Newbridge anyway. I think there was a place up there for them as well, like, you know, as well as Glen Cree.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
But, and was your father in the LDF at the time, or...? Did he join the LDF?
No, I was in the LDF.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. you must...
That's right.
You must tell me about that.
Yeah, I was in the LDF. And we had the real guns. They gave us a real gun near the end, like, you know. And I had two brothers. They were in the LDF as well. And there was three guns at home in the house, and like there could have been people shot, like, you know, but thank God it wasn't like that happened. And then we went on manoeuvres, and they gave us wooden guns, and we had to do exercises.
Who was your commanding officer?
Tommy's father was one. Jeff
Tommy Keogh's father. Yeah.
Tommy Keogh, yeah. Joe Keogh was his name. And it was Tommy's father. And he was great. You know, he kept us all together. And then the army fellas come in and put us through our, the exercises. Like, that was over in the monastery.
What? Finley Colley.
Oh,
Finley Colley was involved.
Yeah, he was involved, yeah, Finley.
Talk to me about the Colley family.
Yeah, well, I didn't know them very well.
They were, they owned a lot of land around
here. Yeah, oh, they did. Mm. They owned a lot of land. And I remember the only time that I really met him was there was trees blowing down with the storm, like, you know. And we asked him, could we take some of the bills, like, you know. And he said, take the whole lot. He was in the LDF and he was showing them how to take a gun apart, like, you know, and reassemble it, like, you know. But
Was there a feeling that there might be a genuine invasion? You know, that there might
be. Oh, yeah.
Do people really worry about the fact that the Germans might attack?
Well, the old people did, like, you know, but we didn't. The young people didn't. They didn't realise, you know. We went on manoeuvres.
Yeah.
The army was away. They were away on manoeuvres. So we were brought up to, sorry, we were brought up to Newcastle, and they were coming from Cork, and they were coming and went through Newcastle, and we were in a house very near Newcastle, and we were supposed to, we only had wooden guns, like, you know, but we were to shoot at the lorries with the soldiers, but you didn't run home. We couldn't get out of the way quick enough. They didn't. So they wanted to get home, you know. But the, and then we were down to Robin Hood, down to the valleys in the Robin Hood, and we were. It was the yellow. We had our bands for our, the yellow versus the white or the green, I think.
Oh, this was a kind of a mock situation where you were were fighting each other.
That's right. And and we all banging, you know. And so they wouldn't lie down, you know. What the shoot, you lie down.
My goodness. So it must have been great fun, actually.
Right, yeah.